Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
As always, we are looking for our Insta therapist right now because the couple is on hold. They're joining us voluntarily, so hopefully we can absolutely help them out. Lauren is on from Port Orchard. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Hey, you guys. I'm doing all right. How is everybody?
We are so good. Thanks for reaching out on Facebook. Absolutely appreciate it. And nice meeting you, by the way. So at the very top of your message, it says, a hobby from hell. All right. What's going on with your man, Tom? You're saying all of a sudden he just decided to do this home repair, kitchen reconstruction project?
Yes, he's got his fingers in every pie in the house, basically, metaphorically speaking. He's like, he started with my kitchen. Like, to just set the scene, he doesn't cook or use the kitchen to, like, make meals, you know, other than, like, toast or coffee, something like that. I'm the one who does the vast majority of the cooking, and I'm really good at it, and I have my system.
Right.
And he started with, like, my spice cupboard, and then he moved the fridge, and because he's not working. I'm the one who's working. So I come back and just discover that he's completely, like, re-engineered the freaking kitchen in every single way. And it's like, it was working fine before. Do you know what I mean? It's not like it needed this overhaul. And he's, you know, he did the same thing with the freaking linen closet. He's just like...
Okay, so let me
stuff like on the outside of the house, or having to do with our vehicles, or man stuff.
Do you mind? Let me go ahead
and making better and improving and maintaining or whatever. But he's all up in my things, and
okay.
He never cared about
anything. Whoa! One second.
So, she's fired up.
One second. Nice. Hello. Let me ask you a freaking question. Is he a handyman? Like if I did something like this and started even picking up a hammer in my kitchen, my wife would, because I just don't do that. Is this something that he has experience in, or is he just ripping the kitchen apart?
I mean, I wouldn't say he's the handiest, but he is, you know, capable. The thing is, like, new systems were not required. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
There was not... This is a case of, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So it's not like what he's creating is, like, completely inept or wrong. It's just...
It's just not your way.
Yeah, it sounds like he's just a control freak.
Yes. I mean, maybe,
Or, Lauren, are you maybe the control freak?
Ooh, turn about.
Dude, all I'm saying is, like, it's a pandemic... Like, nothing is going the way that it's supposed to. Like, can we just rely on routine and sameness where it's, like, you know, gonna work for us still? Do you know what I mean? Like, why reinvent the wheel? I just don't, it's not, it makes me feel thrown off.
Right. The world has gone crazy, and you want the cinnamon to be where you left it.
Yes.
The cinnamon?
The cinnamon.
Make a great point. All right, so listen, you know he's on hold right now, and Tom from Port Orchard is hearing every bit of this. I want to get his side of the story. I want to find out why he decided to go in the kitchen and start ripping everything apart. There's two sides to every story. Lauren, should we add anything else?
No. I mean, I guess just that, like, everything was fine the way it was. It's not like we needed home improvement projects per se. I think he just needs a way to fill his time because he's not working.
Okay. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to figure out who the control freak is here. Is it Lauren or Tom, who's been on hold right now? Tom from Port Orchard, good morning to you, my friend.
Hey, you guys. How are you today?
Good. What's going on, Tom? Are you a control freak? Do you like kitchen design? We need to know this.
Look. I've been listening to you guys, and here's one thing that my lovely, lovely Lauren forgot to mention. Okay? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, yeah. I've been organizing stuff, but let me tell you, she leaves out the fact that when her stuff is where it is, It is a freaking mess. I'm telling you, the cinnamon sugar caps left off. I have wiped off so much cinnamon sugar off the cabinet. Salt and pepper, spices, just in the cabinet because she leaves the lids off. So not only have I been organizing, I've been cleaning too, okay?
So you say you're doing her a favor.
Oh, my God.
But absolutely.
But she's telling us she doesn't like it.
Well, you know what? It's a much better organized cabinetry system. With that said, I need to do something because I cannot stand all the TV shows she has on anymore. What's the one right now? It's Little Fires.
If you would give it a chance, it seriously like was the best-selling book and now is the best like rated series of 2020.
Okay, hold on. What's the name of this book one more time?
Or
what's the name of the series?
Little Fires Everywhere.
Little Fires Everywhere. Hang on. What is this about?
Well, it's really a pretty riveting story about kind of like class consciousness and... I mean, you'd have to read it, but it's compelling. And, you know, I think the reason he doesn't like it is because it's, like, mostly about women.
All right, really? Are you really going there now? I mean, come on. I cannot stand to sit there and watch that show anymore. I'd rather take my time and go do something in the kitchen and make the you know, organization better. I mean, I can't take any more of those shows you're watching.
So, Lauren, are you saying that you want Tom to stop the kitchen redesign right now? Are you saying you want it halted? No more?
Yeah. I do. I want it halted, and I need him to find another hobby. He could dig a flower bed. He could read a book. He could paint a fence out back. He could organize the attic. Like, why does it have to be my space, you know, where I'm doing the bulk of the work?
Got it. Okay.
Come on.
833-822-BULL. You can text the show to 96459. It's a make-up or break-up situation, guys. As you know, we have a therapist in Renton. He would love to chat with you guys, and I can also tell you, you got a lot of people wanting to help you out and give you some advice. So just turn up the radio is all we could ask.
Interesting.
They're coming through. Look at all of them. All right. Text to 96459-833-822-2855. As always, we could use our Insta therapist right now. What was the name in the name of the show one more time? Something Fires?
Little Fires Everywhere?
Little Fires Everywhere.
Yeah. So we're getting, it's very interesting, the text coming in, because there are a lot of people saying she's a control freak. But then once what Michael started talking, he's a control freak. So this couple's definitely made for each other. They're going to out-alpha each other.
Somebody says, they sound like literally every couple under the sun, honestly.
Yeah, right now. I like
this
one.
Yeah, but they want to be on Makeup or Breakup today. That's the difference.
Yeah, if quarantine has revealed cracks that people can't deal with, then before you put a ring on it, tap out and run quickly in the other direction. I think that's sound advice.
Let's go to Mike in Bremerton. What's up, Mike? Thank you for being an Insta therapist this morning. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. I feel you, though. I'm in the middle of a giant renovation myself. But guess where I didn't make any of the decisions?
In the kitchen.
Exactly. The garage was mine. I got to do whatever I wanted in there. But yeah, the kitchen, I mean, if you're using the space the most, you should get the say. But I'm sure he's just doing it because he loves her, right? You know, you're saying, hey, this is a mess.
So you're saying find his room, find his space where he should be allowed, you know, to do whatever he wants to do. And that there are some areas where he just should not go, and that is the kitchen.
I'm just saying, don't go in areas without talking to the other person first if you don't own it, basically.
Yeah. Appreciate you in Kitsap County. I really do.
I love this text. Girl, you're crazy. He can come organize my house anytime.
There's a couple of ladies from Puyallup going, why don't you come on down and remodel my chicken? I almost said remodel my chicken.
What?
I mean... come on down and remodel my kitchen. Okay, Zach in Woodinville, another Insta therapist. Zach, make up or break up here?
Hey, you know, they can make up, man. You know, all you got to do is work together as a team, you know. A relationship is a team. You know, you gotta think, like, she's saying that he's, you know, that he's in her, all up in
her business.
Her business, right?
Her business.
And he's saying it's a mess. Well, if they just work together, so maybe he organizes everything, gets it all cleaned up like he's doing right now, and then, you know, when it comes time to make dinner, she makes dinner, he helps her. You know, she says, hey, I need this spice. He hands it to her. And then after dinner, you know, they work as a team to clean up the dishes.
And you know what they do after that? They go up to Bremerton. They get on the Bremerton ferry. They do a good old-fashioned redneck date, right? They get on that Bremerton ferry and they, you know, bring some food and some sandwiches and you enjoy the breeze and you soak in the Seattle skyline right there on the ferry. How about that?
Exactly. You know, it's all a relationship needs, a little teamwork and spontaneous fun.
That's right. Thank you for your advice and your perspective this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah. Have a good one.
You bet. Somebody says because we're getting so many text messages right now to 96459. And so when I push this button, you could hear, you know, sort of the amount of text messages coming in. All right, Drew, percentage-wise, what's it looking like here? Do we have a makeup or breakup?
I think the consensus is a makeup. I'm starting to think it might, by the what the texture is in these statements, I'm thinking it's because they don't want to release these people out into the wild. They want to keep them together.